light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam 1000 times upon me daily, the person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another beautiful, exciting and lovely episode of this wonderful series known as The Light of Guidance, Noor-e-Hidayat, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And undoubtedly, we all know this Light of Guidance refers to the beautiful and wonderful religion of Islam, the religion of peace, the religion of harmony, the religion which teaches us how to respect our elders, our beloveds, our parents, our siblings, our neighbors. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So such a beautiful deen, and undoubtedly the person who follows the teachings of this beautiful deen of Islam, he is on the straight path. And contrary to this, the person who turns away from this beautiful deen of Islam, he has turned away from the light of guidance, and unfortunately he will end up being misguided and he will end up on the wrong path. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm on the true teachings of Islam and the beautiful and wonderful teachings of Islam. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, for all those that have been watching us in the past few episodes, we do know that in this beautiful episode and series, we do discuss some important topics which are very relevant and which need to be discussed, especially in today's times. Inshallah, today we will be discussing this beautiful personality, and we will be discussing the saintly miracles of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So it is a very beautiful topic, something exciting which we are going to listen to today. Please be with us from beginning to end, and try your level best, inshallah, to listen to the entire discussion. Inshallah, whatever we learn, subhanallah, it will be, you know, very faith refreshing. Inshallah, listen to good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned niyatul mu'mini khayr min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to good intentions, inshallah. When I hear the blessed name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the blessed names of the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the blessed name of the sahaba ikram, I will say radiallahu ta'ala anhu or radiallahu ta'ala anha. And inshallah, 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 whatever I learn today, first and foremost, inshallah, I will try and pass the message on to others as well. And inshallah, inshallah, I will first and foremost try to act upon it myself and then pass the message on. Because indeed, every person is a muballigh, a preacher on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As very beautifully it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, ballighu anni walau ayah, convey on my behalf, pass on my behalf, even if it is a single ayah. Subhanallah. So this is the hukum and the command from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Muslims, it is our duty to, you know, take these beautiful words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make that our motto in life, our aim in life. And every person is a muballigh, a preacher. So it is your duty to pass the message of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the entire ummah and to the entire nation. Inshallah, inshallah. Inshallah al-Kareem. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So with this aim in mind, let's make intention. Whatever I learn, I will inshallah pass the message on to others as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. For those that watch our silsila, you do know that in the beginning of the episode, we do ask a question to all our viewers and listeners. Inshallah, at the end of the episode, we will share the answer with everyone. Subhanallah. So today's question, Allah, 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 which is the longest surah in the Holy Quran? Which is the longest surah in the Holy Quran? I feel personally it is a very simple question, a very easy question. Generally, people will have the knowledge about this question, but unfortunately, if there is anyone who doesn't know which is the longest surah in the Holy Quran, then, you know, nobody should think that only if I'm a Hafiz, then I need to know about the Holy Quran. Only if I'm a Mulana, then I need to have knowledge about the Holy Quran. Only if I'm a Mufti, then I need to have knowledge of the Holy Quran. No! Every believer, every Muslim, every Mu'min needs to have the knowledge about the Holy Quran. First of all, you need to know how to recite the Holy Quran. You need to make sure your makharij, the proper articulation of every letter, should be perfect. You know, you should know where the kha should be pronounced. You should know where the ayn should be pronounced. You should know where the ha and the ha is pronounced. You should know the difference. You should know from alif, ba, ta until ya, all the Arabic letters, and then joining the words, how to pronounce the words, how to read the words, what is mad, what is ghunna, what is idgham, what is ikhfa, what is iqlab. You know, these laws which are pertaining to tajweed, which are related to the recitation of the Holy Quran, this is necessary for us to know. You will say, why is it necessary? So I will say, because you are going to perform salah, and salah is fard upon every individual. Whether you are a male, whether you are a female, whether you are still young, whether you have grown older, whether you have children, whether you don't have children, whether you are married, whether you are not married, in every case, salah is fard upon you. Whether you are sick, whether you're not sick, whether you're traveling, whether you're not traveling, salah is fard. And for your salah to be, correct, for your salah to be perfect, one of the, you know, the faraid, one of the compulsory things, the compulsory acts in salah is your qiraat. So if your qiraat is not correct, then how are you going to perform salah? It's not possible to perform the salah in this state here. Well, because in salah, what do? You recite surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then you recite a surah. Then you go in ruku, in sajda, in tashahud position, you recite attahiyyatu, you recite durood Ibrahim, you recite your dua in masura. So all of this, if you do not know how to pronounce the words, and you end up mixing, you end up changing, you end up, you know, doing all sorts of wrong things, then how is your salah going to be correct? So if you do not have knowledge of the Holy Quran, you don't know how to recite the Holy Quran, you don't know how to, you know, do tilawat of the Holy Quran, then how are you going to perform your salah? And if you can't perform your salah, then how are you fulfilling the fard which is on your shoulders and on your head? That's why it is very, 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 very important for every person to make sure your Quran is right, your recitation is right, your tajweed is right, and the way you are pronouncing the words is also perfect. Subhanallah, and Dawat Islam is offering you these opportunities that, you know, come, learn. There is Madrasatul Madina, there are Jamiatul Madina. You can come to the masjid, you can come to the madrasa. If you are working, do online, Fizan Online Academy. Online, you can learn how to recite the Holy Quran, you know, rectify yourself, improve your tajweed, make sure your tajweed is right, make sure your makharij is right, make sure your articulation of the words is perfect, make sure you are reciting the Holy Quran properly. So nobody should think that recitation of the Holy Quran, knowledge of the Holy Quran, this is only for Hufaz, for Mulana Sahib, for Mufti Sahib. No, every person needs to have this knowledge. That's number one. Number two, the knowledge of the Holy Quran. General knowledge of the Holy Quran, like which is the longest surah in the Holy Quran, which is the shortest surah in the Holy Quran, what is a surah, what is an ayat, and what is a ruku. Yeah, so all these things you need to know about the Holy Quran. These are normal knowledge. You know, which prophet is discussed in the Holy Quran, which prophet is discussed the most in the Holy Quran. The beautiful names of the prophets which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, which Sahabi's name is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Yes, there is a certain Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whose name is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So likewise, there are so much things which you need to know, you know, about the Holy Quran. It's your book, Subhanallah. It's the book of guidance. Huh? It's Kitabu Mubin, the clear and explicit and open book. So You need to learn. You need to recite it. You need to, you know about it. You need to have the knowledge about it. You need to have the proper understanding about it. It's your book. This is your deen. You are a Muslim. You are a believer. You need to have the understanding of the deen. You need to have the understanding of the Holy Quran, the book which was revealed upon the beloved and most noble Rasul Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today's question, that which is the longest surah in the Holy Quran? Yes, it is a general question. But, and I feel that many of us will know the answer. But for those that don't know the answer, I mean, don't just stop on this question. Do more research. Learn more about the Holy Quran. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will see the benefits in this world. And obviously, you will see the benefits in the year after as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Before we begin with the discussion for today, we'll take a short break, inshallah, and listen to a beautiful kalam, some beautiful, praises in the court of Sultanul Awliya, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, when we return from this beautiful kalam, we will be discussing our topic for today, which is the saintly miracles of Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After this beautiful kalam, Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Shaghe jila ghose pa, ghose pa, pire pira ghose pa, ghose pa, mire mira ghose pa, ghose pa, ghose pa. Jaano dil se tum pe meri jaan qurban ghose pa, hai salamat tum se mera deen o imaan ghose pa. Ghose pa, hai pire pira ghose pa, hai mire mira ghose pa, mehboob e subhan ghose pa, waliyo ke sultan ghose pa, mehboob e yazdan ghose pa, sultan e zishan ghose pa. Jaano dil se tum pe meri jaan qurbaan ghause pa, hai salamat tum se mera deen o imaan ghause pa. Main tera adna bhikari, tu mera sultan hai. Main tera adna bhikari, tu mera sultan hai. Hai qasam haq ki, ye mera deen o imaan ghause paak. Hai qasam haq ki, ye mera deen o imaan ghause paak. Jaano dil se tum pe meri jaan qurbaan ghause paak. Hai salamat tum se mera deen o imaan ghause paak. Aap ki chashme karam ka ek ishara ho agar, aap ki chashme karam ka ek ishara ho agar, do jahan ki mushkile ho jaye aasan ghause paak. Do jahan ki mushkile ho jaye aasan ghause paak. Jaano dil se tum se meri jaan qurbaan ghause paak, hai salamat tum se mera deen o imaan ghause paak. Naaz qismat pe karun paun jahan ki sarvari, naaz qismat pe karun paun jahan ki sarvari, teri chaukhat ka agar ban jaun darbaan ghause paak, teri chaukhat ka agar ban jaun darbaan ghause paak. Jaano dil se tum se meri jaan qurbaan ghause paak, hai salaam قیامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان واسطہ
ہے پیرے پیرا ہے میرے میرا محبوب سبحان ولیوں کے سلطان محبوب یزدان سلطان ذیشان مشکل ہو آسان غوثِ پاک
جان و دل سے غوثِ پہ میری جان قربان غوثِ پاک ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوثِ پاک
میری آنکھیں تیرا گنبد تیری چوکھٹ میرا سر میری آنکھیں تیرا گنبد تیری چوکھٹ میرا سر میرا لاشا اور ہو تیرا بیابا غوثِ پاک میرا لاشا اور ہو تیرا بیابا غوثِ پاک
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوثِ پاک ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوثِ پاک
بھیجا تو نے ہی معین الدین چشتی کو یہاں بھیجا تو نے ہی معین الدین چشتی کو یہاں ہند میں تیرے سبب سے ہے مسلمان غوثِ پاک ہند میں تیرے سبب سے ہے مسلمان غوثِ پاک
جان و دل سے تم سے میری جان قربان غوثِ پاک ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوثِ پاک
کیجیے امداد عزت دو جہاں میں دیجیے کیجیے امداد عزت دو جہاں میں دیجیے ہے جمیل قادری ادنا ثنا خواں غوثِ پاک ہے جمیل قادری ادنا ثنا خواں غوثِ پاک
جان و دل سے تم سے میری جان قربان غوثِ پاک ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوثِ پاک 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 غوثِ پاک
غوثِ پاک
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوثِ پاک ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوثِ پاک
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلات و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور من نور اللہ ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ The praises of حضور سیدنا غوث اعظم our مرشد our شیخ our سید our master our leader سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ so much how beautiful اعلی حضرت says that واہ کیا مرتبہ ہے غوث بالا تیرا he shows his astonishment his wonder and he says واہ کیا مرتبہ ہے غوث بالا تیرا او مائی غوث اعظم او شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ what a high rank what a beautiful and excellent you know status and مرتبہ you have واہ کیا مرتبہ ہے غوث بالا تیرا اونچے اونچوں کے سروں سے قدم آنا تیرا says, oh غوث اعظم your mubarak and blessed feet your respected and honored and blessed feet is above the heads of great, great, great personalities and great, great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unche uncho ke saron se kadam ala tera. Subhanallah, sar bhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera. Awliya malte hain aankhe, wo hai talwa tera. Subhanallah, aise do ghaus e azam. You know, how will anyone know the martaba and the status of your mubarak and blessed face and your head and your forehead? I mean, that's on a high level. He says, awliya malte hain aankhe, wo hai talwa tera. That the awliya-i kiram, they rub their eyes. And that is the soles of your feet, O Ghaus-e-Azam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the way Ala Hazrat very beautifully expresses his love in the court of Huzur Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then very beautifully, and he says, Subhanallah, tu Husaini Hasani kyu na Muhyuddin ho, ay Khizar majma'i bahrain hai chashma tera. Then he says, Qasme de de ke khilata hai, pilata hai tujhe, Yara Allah tera chahne wala tera. Subhanallah, very beautifully he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and before we understand this, we must know that Huzur Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala himself mentioned, this is mentioned in books as well, authentic books, that, you know, he's mentioned that when he used to go for these mujahidat, you know, in the jungles and, you know, away from everyone in seclusion, just to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in those states, there would be sometimes where he didn't have anything to eat, anything to drink, and days would pass without eating or drinking anything. They say, at that time, I would hear the voice, Allah, 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 that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give Huzur Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam a qasam that, you know, Ghaus-e-Azam should eat and you know, he should drink. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Huzur Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam so much. Subhanallah. So based on that, Allah Azam is saying, qasme de de ke khilata hai, pilata hai tujhe, pyara Allah tera, chahne wala tera. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Then he says, Mustafa ke tane be saaya ka saaya dekha, jisne dekha meri jaan jalwae zeba tera. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Then he says, kyuna qasim ho ke tu ibne abil qasim hai, kyuna qadir ho ke mukhtar hai baba tera. Subhanallah. He says, why you won't be Qasim? And Qasim is the one who distributes. Subhanallah. He says, oh, Ghaus-e-Azam, you are distributor. Indeed, you give the bounties also. You distribute the bounties. Why? Kyun na Qasim ho ke tu ibn Abul Qasim hai. That you are the son of Abul Qasim. And Abul Qasim is one of the beautiful titles of Huzur, you can say the appellations, the kunyat of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Al-Aziz is saying, oh Ghaus-e-Azam, why you are not Qasim? Why won't you be Qasim? Definitely you are Qasim. Why? Because to Ibn Abil Qasim, because you are the son of Abul Qasim, means you are the son of Huzur Iqdas sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And kyuna qadir ho ke mukhtar hai baba tera. And oh Ghaus-e-Azam, why won't you be qadir? Means the one who has authority. Why won't you have authority? Definitely you will have authority. Mukhtar hai baba tera. Because your beloved father means our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is mukhtar. He has the ability. He has ikhtiyar. And he has, you know, the authority in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when your father, your beloved father means our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has authority. And you are his blessed son. Subhanallah. So definitely, kyuna qadir ho ke mukhtar hai baba tera. If he, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is mukhtar, then definitely you also have ability, you also have power, because undoubtedly whatever you have received, it is from the august court of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. That's very beautifully somebody has mentioned, and Huzur Qibla Tajul Sharia Mufti Akhtar Raza Khan very beautifully alayhi rahmatul rahman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, very beautifully he mentioned, and he says, جہاں بانی عطا کر دے بھری جنت ہبا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہیں عطا کر دے. Subhanallah. So if my Nabi is Mukhtar Kul, he has ikhtiyar in everything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely Huzur Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, you know, is Qadir, and he also has authority. Subhanallah. And then very beautifully Allah Hazrat says, Nabawi mih alawi fasl batuli gulshan. Allah, 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 Allah. Mih means rain. He says, you know, Nabawi me, this beautiful, rain from the beautiful, you know, garden of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alawi fasl And this beautiful field is subhanAllah, he is relating to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah, Batuli Gulshan, and this entire, you know, garden of flowers is relating it to Sayyidina Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hassani Pool, Husaini him Hekna Tera. Subhan, the flower is Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and your fragrance is the fragrance of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hassani Pool Husaini hai mehekna tera. In other words, it is as if Sayyidina Ala Hazrat is saying that subhanAllah Ghawsi Azam, you have the beautiful Nazar Karam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the inayat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you have the Karam of Sayyidina Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, you have the beautiful, you know, Saya and the beautiful fragrance of Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So how beautiful your personality is, Hassani Pool Husaini hai mehekna tera. Allah, 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 subhanAllah. And then very beautifully and very, you know, out of love, out of muhabbat, very beautifully. And he says, Tujhse dar, dar se sag, aur sag se hai mujhko nisbat, meri gardan mein bhi hai dur ka dora tera. He says, O Ghawse Azam, you know, I cannot link myself directly to you. You are so great, you are so, you know, high, your maqam is so high. But he says, O Ghawse Azam, you know, via chains, via wasilas, via means and mediums, some way I am linked towards you. It is very far in my neck. I have that you know, the chain. But in my neck also, I have that chain which is attached and related to you, Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. SubhanAllah. And then he says, Is nishani ke jo sag hai, nahi maare jaate. That the ones who have this thing around their neck, these dogs who have this nishani and this sign and this chain around their necks, which are related to you, Ghawse Azam, then you must know those dogs, Hashr tak mere gale mein hai rahe pakta tera, that these dogs, nothing happened to them. May Allah subhanAllah keep this chain around my neck until the day of Qiyamah. SubhanAllah. Then very beautifully, and he says, Bad sahi, chor sahi, mujrimo nakara sahi. Bad sahi, chor sahi, mujrimo nakara sahi. Yes, I am a thief, I am a culprit, I am a wrong person, I am a bad person, I am a person who has oppressed myself. Bad sahi, chor sahi, mujrimo nakara sahi. Eh, wo kaisa hi sahi, hai to kareema tera. Allah, Allah. But in the end, the Ghawse Azam, I am your servant. And subhanAllah, you are going to have mercy. You are going to, inshallah, intercede on my behalf. SubhanAllah. Then he says, Allah, 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 mujhko ruswa bhi agar koi kahega to yuhi ke wahi na wo raza banda hai ruswa tera. He says, O Ghawse Azam, if somebody says that I am a helpless person, or I am disgraced, mujhko ruswa bhi agar koi kahega to yuhi, how do we normally, you know, remember people? We say, oh, so-and-so person who owns that shop, oh, so-and-so person who drives that car, so-and-so person who normally wears that jacket, so-and-so person who stays in that area. That's how we remember someone. So Allah is saying, Mujhko ruswa bhi agar koi kahega to yuhi. If somebody says that, you know, Ahmad Raza is a disgraced person, Ahmad Raza is, you know, a very bad person, Ahmad Raza, you know, he's good for nothing, or Ahmad Raza, he doesn't have anything, Mujhko ruswa bhi agar koi kahega to yuhi, ke wahi na, Raza banda hai ruswa tera. That Ahmad Raza, who is a slave of Ghawse Azam, who is a servant of Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So Allah Hazrat says, if somebody is insulting me, but in that insult he is saying, I am your slave, at least he is giving this much attachment and relation and connection with you, O Ghawse Azam. He says, that is enough for me, subhanAllah. Mujhko ruswa bhi agar koi kahega to yuhi, ke wahi na, wo raza banda hai ruswa tera, subhanAllah. ہم فخر آقا میں رضا اور بھی ایک نظم رفیع چل لکھا لائے سنا خانوں میں چہرہ تیرا سبحان. This is the beautiful praises of حضور سیدی و مرشدی اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان for this beautiful and great personality حضور سیدنا و مولانا غوث اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. سبحان اللہ. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to drown ourselves and engross ourselves in the love, in the ishq, in the muhabbat of this beautiful and great personality, this beautiful beloved friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Huzur Sayyidina Ghawse Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were discussing the beautiful saintly miracles of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawse Azam. And I want to discuss this beautiful incident. This is mentioned in Bahajatul Asrar Sharif, a very authentic book which discusses the beautiful biography of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawse Azam, the seerat and the lifestyle of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Sheikh Ismail bin Ali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, when Sayyidina Sheikh Ali bin Haytami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi fell ill, so he sometimes would come to my land at Zarira and spend many days there. His once he fell ill over there, so Ghawse Azam came to look after him. Means Ghawse Azam came to see Sayyidina Sheikh Ali bin Haytami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Ghawse Azam came from Baghdad Sharif. He says, thus both the pious saints gathered on my land. There were two date trees which had been dry for 4 years and did not bear any fruit. He says, we intended to cut them down. Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed wuzu under one of them and offered 2 rakat nafil salah under the other tree. Under one tree, Ghawse Azam performed wudu. Under the other tree, he performed 2 rakat nafil. Subhanallah. He says, before my eyes, both trees turned green, their leaves started appearing, and during the same week, they both bore fruit, though it was not the season of bearing dates. Allah, 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 Allah. He says, I took some dates from my land and presented them to him. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, ate some of them and said to me, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant blessings in your land, your dirham, your sa'a. Sa'a means a specific measure. Your sa'a and the milk of your animals. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Sheikh Ismail bin Ali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, mentioned, he says, my land has started producing crops twofold to fourfold as compared to last year. Now when I spend 1 dirham, I get things 2 to 3 fold. And when I keep 100 bags of wheat in any house and spend 50 bags out of them and see the remaining ones, I find 100 bags over there. Subhanallah. My animals give birth to so many babies that I forget even their count. He says the state still continues by the blessings of Huzur Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful miracle and karamat of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. The trees which were dry, they didn't have any fruits, they were about to cut them. Huzur Ghawse Azam, you know, just performed wudu under one, performed salah under one, and subhanallah, the trees became green, they started bearing the fruits, and then, you know, everything became wonderful, and then so much barakat when he made dua. Subhanallah, and undoubtedly when a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes dua, then you must know inshallah that dua is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we saw the barakah and the blessings in the beautiful, you know, in the risk and the sustenance of this great personality. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the miracles and the karamat of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Buzurg Ayandeen and the pious predecessors have always informed us that whenever, you know, you meet an elderly person, you meet someone who is respected, you meet someone, you know, who is firm and has steadfastness on Shariat, on Islam, on teachings of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what should you do is that you must always ask that person to make dua for you. Because by Allah, we do not know whose dua is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when someone's dua is accepted, subhanallah, then inshallah, you can be successful in this world and the hereafter as well. Subhanallah. So all of us must always take duas from our parents, our relatives, our family members. Make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone's parents healthy, long lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove everyone's difficulties, sickness, calamities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone's parents healthy, long lives, and make them the coolness of their parents' eyes, and grant their parents a healthy long life so that their saya, the beautiful shade and shadow, should be over the children for a very, very long time. And make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take everyone with their parents in the court of the beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So it is our duty that we should take dua from our parents, our murshid, and our pious people. And in fact, you should ask everyone to make dua for you. Because by Allah, you do not know who has what status in the court of Allah. There might be someone whom you feel maybe, you know, he this person is a normal person, or maybe he doesn't perform salah, maybe he's like this, but you do not know about the person. You do not know his heart, you do not know his taqwa, you do not know his piety, you do not know his maqam, his status. What if he has a higher rank in the court of Allah compared to you? So you should ask everyone to always make dua for you. Subhanallah, and a very beautiful wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once mentioned, and he said that when I leave my house, from the time I leave my house until I return, the thing I do is every person I pass by, in my heart I think that this person is better than me. No matter who this person is, you know, whatever state that person was in, whenever I pass by any person, the first thing comes to my heart is, this person is better than me. Subhanallah. And the moment a person finishes himself and makes everyone else better than him, then you must know that person goes closer to the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And subhanAllah, from this beautiful incident, we also learned that Huzur Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to do iyadat, means he went to visit subhanAllah Shaykh Ali bin Haytami rahmatullahi ta'ala when he fell ill. So this is also a beautiful sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When someone falls sick, then we should go and visit him, we should go and, you know, look at him, we should go and ask about him. Subhanallah, very beautiful. Three beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa, beautiful sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, regarding the one who goes and visits the sick and go and ask about how the sick person is, which I want to present in front of you. Number one, a hadith which is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. So when a Muslim visits his Muslim brother to inquire after him, he remains in the garden of paradise until he returns. Subhanallah. This is the beautiful words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. If the Muslim who visits any Muslim to inquire after his health in the morning, 70,000 angels pray for him till evening. And if he visits in the evening, 70,000 angels pray for him till morning, and for him there will be a garden in paradise. Subhanallah. This is a beautiful summary of the hadith. Likewise, another beautiful hadith in Abu Dawood Sharif, that the one who makes proper wudu and visits his Muslim brother to inquire after him with the intention of receiving reward will be kept away from hell equal to the distance of 70 years. Subhanallah. And commenting on this beautiful hadith, Mufti Ahmad Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, very beautifully mentioned, he says, a sick person should be paid a visit in the state of wudu, because visiting a sick person means worship, and worship is better if performed in wudu. Says further, whilst inquiring after a patient, one has to make dua and make them, you need to blow on the sick person after reciting something. So he says, therefore, it is better to be in wudu for making dua and for making dham. He says, some people sacrifice animals, do fatiha and make isari sawab in the state of wudu, or they rather cook food and eat the food of Gyarvi Sharif in the state of wudu. He says, this hadith authenticates that. Any form of worship, when you do it in a state of wudu, subhanAllah, there is more reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone should make an intention. First of all, we must make an intention of remaining in the state of wudu, you know, for the entire day. For as long as possible, we should, you know, try our level best to be in the state of wudu. And there are lots of benefits, you know, good deeds will be written for you. Inshallah, you will be protected from calamities, you will be protected from evil things and bad things, and lots of benefits of remaining in the state of wudu always. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, al-nuri min nurillah. MashaAllah, mashaAllah. Very beautiful, you know, because I discussed in between that, you know, whenever we meet someone pious, we should ask them for du'as, we should request them for du'as. A beautiful incident mentioned in front of me of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl-Sunnah, Imam Ahl-Sunnah, Ala Hazrat al-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Ridwan. Very beautifully, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan has stated, during my first journey to Medina Sharif, Medina al-Munawwara, the city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with our parents, with our Murshid-e-Kareem, in the court of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I mean, during my first journey to Medina, I was present in the Masjid of Mina. whereas all the other people had left. He says, in the interior part of the masjid was a man with his face towards the Qibla, reciting invocations. I was sitting in the courtyard of the masjid near the door. There was no other person. All of a sudden, I heard a buzzing sound like that of a bee. He says, I recalled the following hadith instantly. A sound is produced by the heart of the beloved oneman of Allah Azza wa Jal like the buzzing sound of a bee. He says, thus continuing my invocations, I moved towards him to request him to pray for my forgiveness. Subhanallah, he says, Alhamdulillah, I have never requested any saint to fulfill any worldly need. Instead, I always requested them to pray for my forgiveness. He says, well, I had walked only two steps towards him when he said three times with his hands raised towards the sky and his face turned towards me, Allahumma ghfir li akhi haza. Allahumma ghfir li akhi haza. Allahumma ghfir li akhi haza. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive this brother of mine. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive this brother of mine. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive this brother of mine. I understood what he meant, that he did what I wanted and now he did not want to be interrupted. Hence, I returned. Subhanallah. This is the beautiful, you know, awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is their maqam, the status, their martaba, subhanAllah, that, you know, their ranks are so beautiful that they even know what a person is thinking. They even know what are the thoughts and the desires in a person's heart. And as mu'mineen, as muslimin, you know, we should always think good about other Muslims. We should always, you know, make sure that we are touched with pious people and blessed people. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah, Zujal, we'll take a short break now, listen to some few beautiful pearls, beautiful madani flowers. And inshallah, as soon as we return from this beautiful break, we will carry on our beautiful discussion regarding the saintly miracles of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Imam Abu Muhammad Khashab Nahwi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that I used to hear about the lectures of Ghawsi Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu from others. I was very busy with my own studies and in my own engagements and I couldn't attend myself. I didn't have time. Yet eventually I made a firm intention that I am going to go to the gathering of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu to listen to the lectures myself. So I went, I listened to the lecture and it didn't inspire me much. Meaning I didn't even understand it that much. And in my heart, I began to think, I wasted my time. When this happened, straight away, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi turned towards me and he said, woe to you. You give superiority to Nahav, Arabic grammar, syntax, over this majlis of dhikr, this gathering of dhikr, and you rather be studying Nahav. Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi alayhi instructs him that attend our gatherings, adopt these kind of gatherings, and I will make you like Sibawi. Sibawi is a renowned grammarian. People know about Sibawi. And subhanAllah, what happened? Sayyiduna Abdullah Khashab Nahwi rahmatullahi alayhi began staying with Ghawsi Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala, and what was the outcome? He became one of the greatest imams of Nahw in his time. SubhanAllah, we learn that sitting with the awliya, attending their gatherings, only brings benefit. And we should not give tarjih to other things over sitting with the righteous and the pious. May Allah ta'ala grant us such opportunities where we're able to sit with the righteous, the saints of Allah, pious personalities. Ameen.
Salli wa al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad. Nuri min nurillah. MashaAllah, marhaba, welcome back. Welcome back to our beautiful episode, our beautiful silsila. Very beautiful narration is mentioned in front of me and we are discussing the saintly miracles of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam. Abu al-Malik Zayyan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, one night I was standing in the madrasa of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Ghawsi Pak came out with a staff in his blessed hand. A thought crossed my mind, you know, would that Ghawsi Pak show a saintly miracle through the staff? As the thought entered my mind, he fixed the staff into the ground. Suddenly the staff became bright and remained bright like a lamp for a long time. Since then, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, took the staff out of the ground and he turned to its previous state. Afterwards, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, O Zayyal, this is what you wanted. Allah, Allah, Allah. Yes, my brother, see how beautiful this is. Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, this is the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we learned, when Sayyidina Ala Hazrat went to ask, request for du'as from that pious saint, the pious saint raised his hands automatically and said, Allahumma silli akhi hadha. Ya Allah, forgive this brother of mine. He knew what was in the heart of Sayyidina Ala Hazrat. So look at the shan of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, that he knew what was in the heart of Sayyidina Abul Malik Zayyal rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he said, this is what you wanted? You wanted me to show a miracle? Nah? Then I showed you a miracle. Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanahu, and indeed, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have the ability, they have ilmul ghaib, they have the knowledge of the unseen, because undoubtedly they have received this knowledge through the blessed court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Was very beautifully Ghawsi Azam mentions in Qasida Ghawsiya himself, and he says, Nazartu ila biladillahi jama'an ka khardalatin ala hukmi ittisali. I have seen all the cities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like few mustard seeds joined together. Subhanallah. And famous muhaddith Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that Ghawsi Pak said, if Sharia had not restricted me, I would have told you what you have eaten and kept at home. I know your inner and outer self because you are like a transparent glass in my eyes. Subhanallah, this is the maqam and the shan and the status of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was very beautifully someone in ulama ikram always advise us that in the company of an alim, of a scholar, of a mufti, always control your tongue, otherwise you'll say something wrong and they will reprimand you, they will catch you. In the company of a wali of Allah, always control your heart, because his nazar, his sight is in your heart, at your heart, and he knows what you are thinking. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in the company of the awliya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst those that love the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, you know, his beloved awliya. We are nothing. By Allah, we are nothing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses us, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, then he can do whatever he wants. He Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever he wants, whatever he pleases. Subhanallah, nobody has any right to question the beautiful zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beautiful matters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on this beautiful Nura Hidayat, this beautiful light of guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone in the love of the beloved Nabi, the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the Sahaba Ikram, and all the awliya ikram, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. With these few words, we have come towards the conclusion of today's episode in Silsila. Let us share the answer for today's question for our viewers and listeners. The question was, which is the longest surah in the Holy Quran? Subhanallah, subhanallah. For those that know the answer, mashallah, mubarak to you. For those that don't know the answer is coming on the screen now. Yes, the longest surah in the Holy Quran is Surah Baqarah. Subhanallah. The first surah, basically after Surah Fatiha, in the first para, and these approximately 2.5 paras. That's how long this beautiful surah is. And lots of nasihat, lots of advice, lots of lessons, lots of ahkam, rules, laws, haram, halal are mentioned in this beautiful surah of the Holy Quran known as Surah Baqarah. And Baqarah means a cow. So the surah is, you know, basically called the cow, because the instinct of the cow is also mentioned in this beautiful surah. Subhanallah, and that is regarding Bani Israel, the people of Musa alayhi salam, and this beautiful incident of the holy of this cow. For those that want to know, quickly read a tafsir and beautiful explanation of the Holy Quran. We have Siratul Jinan tafsir, you know, which is present in the Urdu language, written by our beloved Mufti Qasim Attari. And likewise, you know, some beautiful tafsir are present around the globe by Sunni Sahih al-Aqidah ulama ikram. All of you should try and read the tafsir of the Holy Quran, and you should try and gain some understanding regarding the Holy Quran, as we discussed in the beginning of this episode. With these few words, we have come towards the conclusion of today's silsila. We make dua. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the opportunity of visiting the beautiful cities of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara with our parents, our Murshid-e Kareem. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone ever fresh, ever green, always happy, always smiling, and grant everyone abundance of barakah. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.